Hi, this is Dave and Mel from the Braillists Foundation, and welcome back to Braille for Beginners. Hopefully by now, with the letters, numbers, and basic punctuation, you've got plenty of Braille to find useful and lots of practical ways in which you can take advantage of that. However, in this session, we are going to take a little bit of a closer look at punctuation and perhaps some more advanced punctuation that you may need, particularly when it comes to using online Braille. So let's just recap the punctuation we've covered already, Mel. We've got a full stop, comma, exclamation mark, and question mark, I think.
We have. We've covered these already, but just as a reminder, these are all lower signs. The full stop was a lower D, dots 2, 5, and 6. The comma is a dot 2. The question mark is dots 2, 3, and 6. The exclamation mark, dot 2, 3, and 5. So we've already done those, but we have kept them on our resources page, just so that if you do want to revise punctuation, they're there, ready for you to look at.
Okay, and we talked about the comma and how you can use that in lists. Another piece of punctuation that you may need before the start of a list is, of course, the colon. And it wouldn't make sense to talk about a colon without the semicolon. So let's talk about colons and semicolons.
Yes, and let's talk about how we can sometimes get them mixed up. First of all, the colon is dots 2 and 5, a middle C. I think of middle C for colon because, you know, a C for colon. It can get mixed up, but that's 2 and 5, the colon. Whereas the semicolon, that is dots 2 and 3, so like a B lower down in the Braille cell. Semicolon, dots 2 and 3.
Speaking of punctuation, what if somebody needs to be quoted as saying something? So you might encounter a quote, an open quote, closed quote. How do we work with quotes?
Right. We have at the beginning, the open quote is a lower H, that's dots 2, 3, and 6, joined up to the next word. And then the closed quote at the end of the passage is a lower J, that's dots 3, 5 and 6, again, close up to either the punctuation or the end of the word.
Yeah, and they make a sort of a nice sort of containing shape, don't they? So that the quote sort of sits inside them. It's almost like the quote is being held.
Absolutely true, yes, yeah. Yes.
And you could say that's also true for brackets.
You could, and the shape again is similar too. So the brackets, to open a bracket, you have dots 5 and then dots 2, 3, and 6. So this is a two-cell sign, if that makes sense. And that's how you open a bracket. And then to close it, dot 5, and then 3, 4, and 5. So as you say, those two brackety signs, not counting the dot 5, of course, they do give that semblance of bracketing something in, don't they, just by their mere shape.
In print, there are a group of signs that are represented with a horizontal line, and sometimes these can get confused. So let's just talk about the hyphen, the dash, and the underscore, and we'll hopefully try and clear up any confusion around those.
Well, if we start with the hyphen, and it's the easiest sign as well because it's just a one or single cell sign. It's dots 3 and 6. So in a word, for example, like part-time or where you've got a hyphenated word, you just have this bottom C between the two words. Whereas the dash is more in the middle of a phrase, isn't it? So that one is dot 6 and then a bottom C, dots 3 and 6. That is where your dash comes in. And the underscore was the other one, was it?
That's right, yeah. So slightly more unusual, but you may see it when we come to internet addresses, and we're going to be talking about the internet here in just a moment. What's the Braille sign for an underscore, Mel?
It's dots 4, 6 and then dots 3 and 6. So another two cell sign.
Okay, so moving on to the internet then, email addresses always contain an at sign. Usually it's somebody's name at somewhere or other .com. So how do we write the at sign?
So we have the dot 4 and then an A, which is a dot one. And I suppose the way to remember that really, an at in print is like a little A, isn't it, in a circle. So might help to remember that one.
Indeed, yes. Now, if we want to go to brailleists.org/beginners, we're going to need the slash sign.
And the slash is another two cell sign. So dots 4, 5, 6, and then dots 3 and 4.
And then finally, for the internet, we have our hash sign. Now, this is usually on social media when you want to make a word become a link, to be a keyword, to find other content that might be related to that word. And this is quite a funky little sign.
It's a nice little one, this. It's another two cell one, dots 4, 5, 6, then dots 1, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, so you might, write hash braille, for example, if you wanted to make the word braille be a link for somebody to click to find other braille-related content on social media. So you put your little hash sign, dots 4, 5, 6, dots 1, 4, 5, 6, immediately before your word.
And I think we should say just at this point, there's been an awful lot in this lesson of punctuation, and I do know in previous Braille for Beginners people have got a little bit flummoxed by all this. So, you know, we are around to help. We are on the end of an email. Please ask. Don't struggle, and certainly don't get to this stage and then get frustrated and start to struggle, because this stuff is important, but it's not the end of the world. You can manage without it.
Absolutely. Yeah. The punctuation in this lesson is largely optional. I would say that, the essential stuff we did cover way back in lesson 6. So this is just a little bit of extra for those that need it. That's it, I think, Mel. We are done. Lots to take in, obviously. If anyone who's feeling flummoxed, I love the word flummoxed, what's the best way to get in touch?
Right. Well, we do have an email address, and then you do get a bit of one-to-one help. So that is beginners@braillists.org. We did mention at the beginning, I think, way, way back about the beginners Google group, didn't we? So we have that. And that is a way of interacting with other Braille learners. So people who have gone through all this before, which, you know, you do get some peer support there. There are other ways, I'm sure, Dave.
Yeah, and they are all listed on our website, braillists.org/beginners. Hopefully we'll be speaking with you soon. And many, many congratulations to you if you have made it through the course. Well done indeed. Yeah, give yourself a massive pat on the back. It's a fantastic achievement, and we really hope that you find Braille useful for many, many years to come. We will be back with a final sort of next steps session where we'll give you some pointers and hopefully hints and tips about where you can go next if you're wanting to build on the Braille that you have learned here. But for now, from myself and Mel and the Braillist Foundation, bye for now.